Back in 2009, to the delight of pop-loving teens, a young new artist hit the scene. Justin Bieber, with his fresh face, swoopy hair, and soulful dance moves, stole the hearts and minds of young fans who were proud to call themselves part of Belieber Nation. Bieber rode on that success until around 2014, when he began to have several run-ins with the law. He later would go on to say he was struggling with mental health and drugs. Well, now the 27-year-old singer is back with his sixth studio album called Justice, an album that showcases a much more mature Justin Bieber. Take me as I am, swear I do the best I can, say I'm not going anywhere. The album chronicles the path of putting his life back together, and he spoke in depth about this with Zach Barron, a senior staff writer for GQ, who wrote about this in the May cover story, The Redemption of Justin Bieber. And Zach joins us now with more on the significance of this transformation. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You met Justin, and within the first 10 minutes, the conversation kind of turns into what sounds like a confessional. He just talks and talks and talks, unprompted and motivated, what feels like to be an intense desire to share. And that actually felt significant to you. That's why you started your piece with it. Can you say more on why?
I think my expectations for Justin Bieber were, and I'm trying to find a kind way to say this, he's a child star. He's been famous for a long time. If you look at his history, he's not traditionally been the most self-reflective guy. He's not traditionally been super excited about the process of explaining himself to anyone else, whether it's a judge or a journalist. And instead, there was this sort of incredibly thoughtful, inquisitive, honest, gentle person. And as far as the piece went, I started there because I felt like that was the most honest place to start with. Like, I was expecting one guy and I got someone totally different.
Yeah, you were expecting someone more distracted, more unhappy, which really led you to how did you become this person. But let's go back a little bit. You know, throughout the early 2010s, Bieber dominated the headlines as this teeny bop star who had fallen from grace, so to speak. He was accused of punching a paparazzi and doing inappropriate things like writing What Would a Belieber Do in the Anne Frank House Museum guest book. In 2014, he was charged with drunken driving in Miami Beach. How did he describe this dark period in his life to you, and what fueled it?
I think what fueled it was self-loathing. I mean, the thing I say in the piece, which is like fame breaks your brain a little bit. This is a guy who became famous when he was around 13 years old. And subsequent to that, he's sort of in this system that values him for his talent, but mostly values him for the kind of money he can make. And everyone really treats him like a star and not like a 13-year-old or 14-year-old. And I don't think that's to excuse Anne Frank would have been a Belieber, you know, or urinating in a mop bucket. And I think it's to say that these are the things that happen when you get a lot of money and a lot of fame at a young age. Your brain's not ready for it, especially if you don't have a great support system around you, which Justin didn't. I think his parents love him, but they're both young. They're not together. They were not always able to be as supportive as he wanted.
The two things, though, that you write that brought Justin Bieber back ultimately is his marriage and his faith. What they had in common was that they were value systems that didn't depend on him performing in exchange for money, which, as you're saying, is so key because as a child star, your life is constantly dictated by your career and ultimately money. What insights did you learn about how those two things, marriage and faith, transformed him?
It's delicate to discuss. I think the adults in his life, whether they be his managers or his parents, publicist, bodyguard, you name it, it's not that they don't care for him, but it's that they all participate in this system that generates a ton of money and a ton of power, and they're incentivized to some extent to keep this machine going no matter what. Then he meets his now wife, Hailey Bieber, who was Hailey Baldwin then. And I think Hailey was one of the first people that he met that was like, hey, maybe don't go to work today. Maybe don't go on tour. Maybe don't stay up all night. That's their value. It's what it can do for you. It's what it can do for the two of us. It's not what it can do for another person. And I think faith was something similar in the sense of that's a system that says you have value. Doesn't matter who you are. And I think he had been around various churches and various pastors his whole life. But I think at some point he started really hearing that message.
I want to ask you about the evolving of Justin Bieber's fan base, because all of his fans from the 2000s and the 2010s are now fully grown into adulthood. It seems that Justin is moving along with his fan base. Does he see that? And what has he talked about regarding his relationship to them?
You know, he told me something really funny about working on this new record, which is that he 9-to-5'd it. And, you know, for you and I, that's like pretty normal. But it kind of dispels that myth of, man, you really have to suffer or act like a rock star to make these big pop albums. And I think it's a pretty good Justin Bieber record. And he was like kind of shocked that it worked, but it worked.
Well, there's a lot of buzz around Bieber's latest album, Justice, not just because it has some feel-good tracks, but also because it's quite honest to what you're talking about, and he's very vulnerable, as we hear in this song, Lonely.
Everybody knows my name now, but something about it still feels strange. Like looking in a mirror, trying to steady yourself and seeing somebody else.
You know, jumping off of this, what appears to be the start of Bieber's redemption was in 2017 when he canceled those final dates of his world tour. Can you talk more about his healing process and what he shared with you about that?
Yeah, so he tells this story about being on that tour that you just described, that it was a huge amount of money that he was walking away from. And he's in this castle in Ireland. He describes the hedges and how beautiful they are. And he's like, and I felt nothing. Not joy, not happiness, not even really sadness, just nothing. Total emptiness. And kind of goes on this journey of doing what a lot of us have to do as people, especially when we're teenagers, although this happened in his 20s, which is like, who am I? What do I like? What do I value? And if you're just like a rock star on the road when you're 15, those questions are just held at bay infinitely. And when they sneak up on you, you know, you don't necessarily go sulk in the corner like it's high school. You do drugs with your friends. You go out and party. So I think that he finally hit a point where he was like, I have to stop doing all that stuff. And I have to start kind of putting together a human being that isn't just this guy who goes on stage and performs for 30,000 people every night. I think that's cool. I think there are a lot of people who have been through what he's been through who never took that final step. And I was surprised, frankly, that he did, because as you mentioned earlier, he went through a lot and it definitely seemed like at times that was going to be who he was.
Well, Zach, that's the thing about this story, because we've seen this play out so many times with young stars who then burn out. And we see exactly what you're laying out here happen. Is that the takeaway from the evolution of Bieber here? I mean, whether you're a Bieber fan or not, he's relatable. It's kind of admirable and inspiring. Americans love a good comeback story. I mean, is this the big takeaway in examining Bieber's evolution?
Well, it's one thing I say in the piece, which is like, I think there's something very instinctive in our culture that says, okay, well, you have fame and you have money, so you don't deserve my sympathy. And like, fair enough. But I think we can all sort of empathize with like waking up one day and being like, hey, I don't really like the person I've become. And we can certainly empathize with that journey of like, okay, what will I have to do to become someone that I actually like? That work is hard. A lot of people never do it. He did. Now, he's 27 years old. There are a lot of chapters in this story left unwritten. Part of doing journalism like this is you're taking a snapshot of a moment. The guy who was in front of me, lovely guy, in a really good place. We can cross our fingers that that's him at 30 or 35, but he is in a wild, tough world and is sort of running without a bunch of the tools that the rest of us had to develop, and we'll see.
Zach Barron is a senior staff writer for GQ who wrote the May issue cover story, The Redemption of Justin Bieber. And we'll link you to that story at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you.